Ladies and gentlemen, we are now coming to the political part for the closing session. We have two speakers. We have a slight change in terms of the names as compared to the printed program. We have nonetheless two high-level representatives, both from the Commission and from the Hungarian government. I have the pleasure to call from the Commission side on stage for the closing our director, Mario Campolago, who is director on future technologies and infrastructures. He has responsibility and holds responsibility for three very strategic parts of the digital agenda. This includes the e-infrastructures, research networks, supercomputing, a very strong element of the future internet, and last but not least, and I think very important in this event, the future and emerging technologies. I think we could say that he has probably the most exciting part of the responsibility in Commissioner Nelly Kroes' portfolio on the digital agenda, because it's probably the most visionary, the most dynamic one. He is replacing our Deputy Director General, Zoran Stančić, who apologizes that he could not be with us today because he was called on short notice due to some other priority business in Brussels. Mario, the floor is yours.
Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon. Jo Naput. As this wonderful second European Future and Emerging Technologies Conference comes to an end, allow me to address you with a few words reflecting on what I have seen, on what I have heard, and on what I have experienced. To my mind, there are not many conferences in the world where you can glimpse for the future of computing, check out how far we can come in having robots as meaningful companions, and try a pair of shoes that make you feel that you are walking over creaking floorboards, mud, or even snow. All of that in a physical space and in 3 days of time. We also learned, just in the last part of this conference, how stock market prices have become unrelated to some fundamental values, something that Oscar Wilde already suspected when he said that economists know the price of everything, but the value of nothing. What holds for these diverse topics together is a vision of future information and communication technologies to which this conference gives meaning far beyond the apparatus, the PCs, the mobile phones that we use every day, and I would say, in many cases, beyond the technology that each one of us could have imagined just 3 days ago before entering this convention center. But behind giving us these glimpses of what the technology futures might look like, the research on display here has some special features that I would like briefly to highlight. Let me highlight two of them. The first is that these entirely new research directions and communities can be nucleated at this unique event. This conference is, to my feeling, a living proof of the power of successful multidisciplinary dialogues in science and technology. I would really hope that all and every one of you will go away impressed with one or another idea from an unfamiliar domain, an unfamiliar research domain, and that this idea will seed something new in your mind and in your practice. In particular, for so many young researchers that have been with us, this is, I believe, an incredible opportunity to help you to define new scientific challenges and probably conceive future technologies that only few people today can even dream of. At the Commission, I think that we understand quite clearly that some of the most promising avenues will come from high-risk research, will come from young minds, and I hope that we have convinced you by the presence of our Commissioner, Vice President Nelly Cruz, and our Director General, and by the visible presence of all my colleagues here, how far we are committed to helping you in this endeavor. My second reflection is that we also must be bold and think big for some of the major scientific challenges that involve information technology in the 21st century. The FET flagship pilots have had the opportunity to present their approach, and the six selected grand challenges that have been elected for this first phase have been presented to all of us. Each one of them promising a breakthrough in science that requires an unprecedented degree of European collaboration and convergence. It is no surprise to anyone that much still needs to be done, which is why these pilots will spend the coming year working out the details of such an initiative. And I wish them and us, because there is also a lot of reflection to be done, all the success in this big, big endeavor. This should, however, not stop anyone from seeing the big picture and the importance for Europe that these pilots are trying to address. These flagship projects will also act as blueprints for the large-scale research and initiatives in view of the forthcoming Common Strategic Framework for Research and Innovation, normally referred as Framework Programme 8. I'm coming to the end of my reflections, and I will be soon hand over the floor to leave the last word to our friends from Hungary. And after that, to those who will entertain you and us with what we expect to be a fantastic closing performance. But you will certainly allow me to first thank those who have spent more than a year to organize this fantastic conference. Frequently, besides their day job, in the long hours that the evenings give to all of us. I still recall what one journalist somewhat cheekily called bureaucrats with vision in a statement after the first conference in Prague 2 years ago. And what he called these bureaucrats of visions with visions is really an exceptionally dedicated team of people working in both units, FET Open and FET Proactive, within the European Commission, units led by Alice and Aymar, by Wolfgang and Paco, and composed by an exceptionally gifted set of professionals that I'm particularly honored to have as collaborators and friends. But beyond the efforts of the Commission officials, I would like to highlight and thank the fantastic support that we received from ERSIM. And last but not least, let me emphasize the externally committed program committee that helped us throughout this process. To all the members of this committee, my great, great thanks. Let me also specially emphasize the efficient local organization by the team from the Computer and Automation Institute of the Hungary Academy of Sciences. And also express my gratitude for the Hungarian Presidency of the European Union for having hosted this event. With us, just after me, we'll have the President of the National Innovation Office, Georg Mezaras, that I thank very much for having joined us today. Let me just say that the quality and success of the conference, more than 1,000 participants registered, more than 100 articles in the press in the last few days, not just in Europe, but elsewhere in the world. All those signs of great success, like the happiness that you see in the face of each one of the persons that attended the conference, is a tribute in itself to the passion with which the members of the conference team all together have done their job. I'm pretty sure that you will join me now in expressing my gratitude to all of them with a big round of applause. Thank you to all of you. Let me thank also the Hungarian colleagues and friends. Köszönöm a figyelmüket, minden jót. Thank you very much.